The highlight, I would say, is that it's a budget that is 286 million, or 5% below the budget that was approved for the current period, 2016-17. And it's also 193 million below what the Secretary General had proposed for the 2018-2019 budget.
If you look at it that way, which areas have been cut or have been badly affected?
I would say the area that has been cut most concerns the, what we call the non-post areas or the operational cost. So you're looking at across-the-board reductions in budget lines such as consultants or travel or information technology and other operating costs, to a lesser extent, but also some reductions in personnel or post resources. And of those reductions, I would say in terms of the substantive areas, less so to the areas where we work in the development pillar, and mostly in the areas that concern the more administrative support areas, so the program support, not so much the programs themselves.
Have there been provisions made for the United Nations to be able to manage these areas where the cuts have been affected?
Well, it's not what we proposed, but the expectation of member states, I believe, is that more can be done to become more efficient, to fully implement our mandates while spending less, and obviously, some change systems, like we have a new integrated computer system, the Umoja, will certainly help us in achieving those efficiency gains.
And anybody looking at the budget, it would sound as if this is not good news for the United Nations. Is there anything good, positive in the budget for the United Nations, the Secretary General, and the staff who would try to do more for the world?
I would say there is good news in the sense that, as I mentioned, the cuts primarily focus on the non-post resources, so very small reductions when it comes to the staff and the post that they occupy. So clearly an expectation that those staff should be able to do their work while economizing on the support areas, the non-post areas. So I think in terms of the impact on the personnel, that's relatively good news.
How would you describe the whole process that led to this budget? You mentioned the figure of $286 million short of what we expected. How was the process?
It's a long and somewhat arduous process, but I think it reflects the intention of member states to carefully scrutinize what we have been putting forward. That process started all the way back in May this year, when the first budget committee looked at the budget over a three-month period. That's followed by another budget committee of the General Assembly starting in October, and that culminated in a resolution approving a budget last Sunday. So you're looking at a process where we put some 8,000 pages of budget information on the table, but during the process we write another 8,000 pages of additional information to make sure member states have all the elements they need to make their decision.
You're saying the UN budget was seriously and heavily scrutinized by member states?
I can certainly say that, yes.
And what would you tell people who are wondering whether their tax dollars in any capital of the world, that money that comes to the UN, that this process, this budget process, aims to make sure that there is value for money?
Absolutely. I think that's a reassurance we can certainly give to the taxpayers. There is no stone left unturned to make sure that the money is spent properly and ultimately benefits the world community in the areas where the UN is needed.
One final thing. The UN budget so far has been scrutinized or proposed every 2 years. So this latest one is for 2018 and 2019. But I understand that from now onwards, the budget will become every year instead of every 2 years. Explain that to us.
That's right. From 2020, albeit on an experimental basis, the budget will be an annual budget. That's very significant. It's the first time since the early 70s that we have that kind of change. And picking up on what you said before, one of the good aspects of an annual budget is that we will be more accountable to member states and to the taxpayers, because those annual budgets will actually include the results achieved, the impact of our work, as a starting point for the proposals for the next budget. So member states will see first what we have done before they approve a subsequent budget. And it's also a budget that, because it's more frequent, it allows us to be more responsive to the always changing and emerging needs of the world community. So a more agile, responsive budget with more accountability to the taxpayers.
That's been good so far. Any final word you want to say?
We will make this work.